Welcome to Nightlights. He could split the stratosphere with his high notes, play you sweet and low with his ballads, glide with sudden speed through the middle registers, and then slow into a cooking groove, punctuating it with an occasional explosive musical leap upward, and woe to any other trumpeter who showed up ready to jam. He played so much, so well, and so forcefully that his colleagues called him Little Jazz, and we'll hear him with some of those colleagues, including Chu Berry, Coleman Hawkins, Gene Krupa, and Artie Shaw, as well as some standout dates he made as a leader. I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me for Portrait of Little Jazz, Roy Eldridge, coming up next on Nightlights.
Thank you.
trumpeter Roy Eldridge performing I Don't Know, an improvisational answer to the number that preceded it on record called Where's Art? The art in this instance, pianist Art Tatum, who was supposed to be recording with Eldridge that day in March of 1955. When he didn't show, Eldridge and drummer Alvin Stoller recorded several duet tracks, probably the closest Eldridge ever came to free jazz. Not long after that, Eldridge would record with Tatum. I Don't Know is included on the Benny Carter CD, New Jazz Sounds, The Urbane Sessions. They called him Little Jazz, but he was born David Roy Eldridge on January 30th, 1911, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Eldridge has often been called the link or bridge between Louis Armstrong and Dizzy Gillespie, and he certainly was a strong influence on Gillespie, who called him the Messiah of our generation. And he certainly admired Armstrong, who he said taught him how to build a story out of his solos. Biographer John Chilton writes that the combination of Armstrong's ingenious thematic developments and the fast-flowing lines that Roy had based on the saxophone playing of Coleman Hawkins and Benny Carter, plus the hard-won instrumental virtuosity and a natural sense of harmonic daring, all gelled and formed the basis of the Eldridge trumpet style. Based on these foundations, Roy created improvisations that were increasingly full of what were then considered to be advanced harmonies, often using chromatic substitute chords, thus pioneering an approach that others developed into modern jazz. John Chilton writing about Roy Eldridge and Little Jazz Giant. But Eldridge was much more than some sort of simplified link between two other hugely talented and complex musicians. And he was a musical role model for many who followed, such as trumpeter Joe Wilder, who said, "We should all bow our heads to Roy because he's the one who made us take risk playing the trumpet. He did things that nobody would ever dare to do." I'll be featuring the music Roy Eldridge recorded from the late 1930s to the end of the 1950s, music that gives a sense of the breadth of his accomplishment and of his joyous artistic fire. Eldridge had a competitive temperament that was legendary. Trombonist Trummy Young once described him as a bubbling gladiator, and saxophonist Scott Hamilton, who played with Eldridge in the 1970s, said he viewed other trumpeters as though it was the Old West, six shooters and all. "Every time I try to relax, another one of them comes through the door." Eldridge made his way up in the 1930s jazz world, playing with the bands of Elmer Snowden, Teddy Hill, and Fletcher Henderson. We'll hear him with Henderson bandmate and jam session partner Chu Berry, and this early date featuring a band Eldridge led at the Three Deuces in Chicago, with some classic high-octane Eldridge trumpet playing. Roy Eldridge and After You've Gone on Nightlights.
What you doing seem to me drive my heart to ruin after you've gone away. Thank you.
Trumpeter Roy Eldridge with tenor saxophonist Chu Berry in 1938 performing Body and Soul from the Hep CD Heckler's Hop. From the same CD we heard Eldridge performing After You've Gone in 1937 with singer Gladys Palmer. In the 1940s, Roy Eldridge did high-profile stints with two of the most popular big bands of the era, those of drummer Gene Krupa and clarinetist Artie Shaw. In Krupa's orchestra, he and singer Anita O'Day scored a hit with a daring interracial duet, Let Me Off Uptown, that would become a periodic reunion staple for both performers. And Shaw called him the spark plug of Shaw's 1944 through 1945 band. With both bands, however, Eldridge experienced the pain of being a black musician in a white orchestra touring the segregated America of the 1940s, and he actually took to carrying a gun for his own protection. Droves of people would ask for his autograph at the end of the night, Shaw said, but later on the bus he wouldn't be able to get off and buy a hamburger with the guys in the band. Despite these persistent and enraging injustices, Eldridge made some of his most classic sides with Krupa and Shaw. We'll hear Eldridge with Shaw performing a tune named after him, Little Jazz, a nickname Eldridge got back in the early 1930s when a bandmate told the 118-pound trumpeter, then barely out of his teens, "I'm going to call you Little Jazz because you've always got that horn in your face." First, Roy Eldridge with Gene Krupa's big band performing Rockin' Chair on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Roy Eldridge with Artie Shaw's Big Band in 1945 doing Little Jazz from the Hep CD Artie Shaw 1944 through 45. Eldridge with drummer Gene Krupa's Big Band before that in 1941 doing Rockin' Chair from the CD Uptown. Roy Eldridge also led his own big band and a smaller group in the 1940s, and he recorded for Decca throughout the middle years of the decade, maintaining a star profile even as the new music of bebop began to gather force, and one of its foremost practitioners, the young trumpeter Dizzy Gillespie, continued to develop his own style in a way that went beyond his early imitation of Eldridge, an emergence that would soon have some younger jazz critics and musicians proclaiming Gillespie as the new king of the trumpet. In 1943, however, Eldridge was riding high with the public, and Downbeat readers voted his group as their favorite small combo. We'll hear two of his decasides from that year, including Stardust and this piece, which Eldridge biographer John Shilton singles out as one of Roy's greatest achievements, a performance packed with ingenious ideas and a grand passion. Listen for a young Ike Quebec making his recording debut as a tenor saxophonist. Here's Roy Eldridge and the Gasser on Nightlights. Thank you. trumpeter Roy Eldridge in 1943 performing Stardust and the Gasser from the CD After You've Gone. I'll have more of the music of Roy Eldridge in just a few moments. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, DVDs, turntables, and more. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House, offering San Francisco-style burritos, coffee drinks, and 100% fruit smoothies made with locally grown and organic ingredients on the corner of Kirkwood and Grant in Bloomington, Indiana. I'm David Bryn Johnson, and you're listening to Portrait of Little Jazz, Roy Eldridge, on Nightlights. I'm featuring the music of Roy Eldridge on this edition of Nightlights, focusing on his career between the late 1930s and the end of the 50s. In the mid-1940s, Eldridge began what would prove to be a significant association with the impresario Norman Granz, creator of the jazz, the Philharmonic Concert Tours, which featured many stars of the swing era in extended, crowd-pleasing onstage jams. Eldridge, who thrived in competitive settings, took naturally to the all-star concerts, and he recorded for Granz in the studio as well throughout the 1950s, leaving behind an outstanding body of work that Mosaic Records would release in box set form 5 decades later. Granz was a lifelong advocate for Eldridge, saying, "I know of no other musician whose playing better depicts and typifies the spirit of jazz." And Eldridge, whose experiences at the hands of racism had left him sometimes guarded and edgy in his remarks about figures in the jazz world, returned Granz's praise. Norman made sure the cats got a decent living. He was the first to break down all the prejudice and put the music where it belongs, Eldridge said. They should make a statue to that cat. Working primarily with small groups and occasionally with strings, Eldridge flourished on Granz's Verve label. Here he is accompanied by Oscar Peterson, playing organ, doing Dale's Wail on Nightlights.
Mm-hmm.
Roy Eldridge performing Don't Blame Me in 1953 with Oscar Peterson on piano, Ray Brown on bass, Herb Ellis on guitar, and Alvin Stoller on drums. And Dale's Wail before that the same year with Peterson this time on organ, Brown again on bass, Barney Kessel on guitar, and Joe Jones on drums. Both of those from the Complete Verve Roy Eldridge studio sessions on Mosaic. Eldridge began recording for Verve not long after his return from Europe, where he'd spent some time at the beginning of the 1950s, an expatriate experience that's been attributed both to Eldridge's desire to take a break from the American jazz scene, where the rise of bebop had left him feeling musically alienated, and to his need to get away from the country's ongoing atmosphere of segregation and racism. One of Eldridge's most dynamic and inspirational colleagues had also once taken a very extended European holiday, tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins. Eldridge had worked and recorded with Hawkins before, but in the years following his return from Europe, he frequently teamed up with the saxophonist for live performances and occasional studio recordings. The two loved to talk about clothes, cars, cooking, and sports, a casual conviviality offset by the intense expertise that they brought to the music they made together. Eldridge loved Hawkins' playing, and years later said he was the only one that I didn't know what he was going to play next in his solos. We'll hear one of their recordings now, and we'll also hear Eldridge with another early musical hero of his, saxophonist Benny Carter, who along with Hawkins had influenced a young Eldridge to play trumpet in a more harmonically complex saxophone-like way. First, Coleman Hawkins and Roy Eldridge doing Sunday on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Saxophonist Benny Carter and trumpeter Roy Eldridge performing I Still Love Him So in 1955 with Bruce McDonald on piano, John Simmons on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. Eldridge before that with tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins in 1958 doing Sunday with Hank Jones on piano, George DeVivier on bass, and Mickey Sheen on drums. Both tracks from the CD Little Jazz, Best of the Verve Years. Roy Eldridge would remain active for another three decades, playing festivals, recording for Norman Granz's Pablo label, and performing regularly throughout the 1970s at Jimmy Ryan's in New York City. Only a heart attack in 1980 slowed him down, forcing him to give up the trumpet after the doctor warned him that playing in his usual vigorous manner would be hazardous. Eldridge knew he wouldn't be able to restrain himself if he tried playing gently all the time, but he continued performing by singing and occasionally playing drums and piano throughout the 1980s. When his wife Vi died, however, in February of 1989, just a few days after their 53rd wedding anniversary, he lost the will to live and passed away just 3 weeks later. Jazz writer Dan Morgenstern reported that the church was filled with mourners and that Dizzy Gillespie said he almost didn't come because I didn't want so many people to see me cry. I'll close with two more of Eldridge's verve recordings, one of them from a With Strings date arranged and conducted by Russ Garcia, and the other a small group date featuring the quartet that Eldridge led at the end of the 1950s. Here's Roy Eldridge, the man Norman Granz and Dan Morgenstern called the spirit of jazz incarnate, doing Dreamy on Nightlights. I close with Roy Eldridge performing How Long Has This Been Going On and Dreamy, both from the CD Little Jazz, Best of the Verve Years. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, and from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee House. You can listen to previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Michael Paskash is our engineer, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.